Blog Talk Radio.
Which he commanded our fathers that they
even as unto faith, faith in Yahweh the Son.
Verse number two, come on.
Verse two.
Yes, ma'am.
I have feared.
I have faith.
I have said you will give and not will be.
Look at it. I'm going to feed you with some milk because you can't handle the meat. Go ahead.
Hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither ye nor
now,
now are you able.
Number three, come on.
Verse three, but ye are yet carnal.
Well, he said, you are yet carnal.
And this is love, that he walked after the commandments.
But we got to start walking gotta get a yourself on, right? You gotta start walking after the commandments. Now, once we start walking after the commandments, brother Titus, what did? Psalm 111, verse 10. What did? Once we're walking after the commandments, what did? Young lions with the tribe of young God Judah.
All right, the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms, chapter 111, verse 10. Psalms 111, verse 10 reads. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom.
Fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom. Go ahead.
A good understanding. Have all they that do this Torah instruction of the first five books.
So that's how we get a good understanding, right?
Yes.
We do what this man instructed us to do. So let's see when we start doing what he said to do. Acts 1 through 7. Mother, each Israel will see you right here. Isaiah 49, 1 through 7. Let's see if we can figure it all out.
He said, the old
what?
The day come, said Yahweh.
when I make a new covenant with the nation of Israel, Northern Kingdom,
yes, sir,
and with the nation of Yahdah, the Southern Kingdom.
So you say you're going to make a new covenant with the family of Israel, right? Mm-hmm. With the family of Yahdah. Now let's see, you made a statement in Isaiah, if I can pull it out. I know I had that on my radar, so where is my Isaiah at? That left me. Isaiah, what I want in Isaiah, Mother Z? You remember what I want?
No,
I guess we better go back to Isaiah 49 and give me time, right? Isaiah 49, what were we looking at? Who read that? Isaiah 49, who read that?
I'm reading.
All right, Mother, where we leave off at?
Isaiah 49, verse.
Pick it up at 4. Let's pick it back up at 4. Isaiah 49, verse 4.
Isaiah 49, verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Yahweh will make me to know
my
end. Yep.
Well, yeah. Isaiah 49, verse number 4. All right, then. Isaiah 49, verse number 4. Mother Israel, see you right.
Isaiah 49.
Oh, okay.
Verse
4.
Yes,
ma'am. Isaiah 49, verse 4.
Isaiah 49, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
I will incline my ear to
his
faith.
Isaiah 49, verse 4.
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Then I said.
I said what?
I have labor and vain.
So y'all brother the son said, look here, I labor for nothing, right? Good evening.
I labor in vain.
Mm-hmm.
I have spent my strength for naught.
So you say, I spent, now remember that word will come into play here shortly. You said, I spent my strength for what?
No.
Go ahead and read on, brother. Let's see if we have all this good stuff here.
In vain, yet surely, my judgment is with the Yahweh. And my work will find Yahweh.
You say, I labored in vain. I spent my strength for nothing. Verse number 5, come on.
Verse 5.
Yes,
and now said the Yahweh.
Now say Yahweh what?
Me from the womb.
For what?
To be his servant.
To do what?
To bring Israel again to him.
To bring Israel again. That means you have to be they already was there once upon a time, right? So you say, go give me them Israel again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read on, brother. Hold that for us, brother. I gotta tie this in here. I gotta put this in Romans, Mother Z. Because, you know, they make a big deal about Romans chapter 11, about what Paul was up to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we just read it. That's why I told, one came through the womb, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got to bring, you got to bring Israel again. So let's read Mother's Be Israel. Let's go to Romans chapter 11. Let's see if we can tie all this good stuff in, Mother's Be. Let's look at Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Romans 11, 25 through 27, what do you say, Mother?
Romans chapter 11, verse 25 to 27.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25.
Yes, ma'am.
For I would not, brethren,
I would not, my brother, what?
That he should be ignorant for,
of this mystery.
Of this mystery.
But he said, look here, I don't want my people to be ignorant. What's really going on, right?
Right. He should be wise in your own conscience.
In your own conceit.
Conceit.
He said you'd be wise in your own brain, right? What you think? Go ahead, read up.
That.
That what?
Blindness.
Blindness
in part is having to Israel.
Hold on, Mother. He said blindness in part
right.
happened to 11. Come on, brother.
In part,
mm-hmm.
it's happening to Israel.
Until when?
Until the
fullness
of the Gentiles be come in.
Now, without all that good talk, they still get all twisted up by what Paul's trying to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they get so twisted up? Brother Peter told us about Paul, right? Did he, young man? Brother Peter told us you got to be careful when you're dealing with Paul, right? Run over to that Second Peter. That's the one I'm looking for. Second Peter. That's the one I'm looking for. Is that First Peter? 1 Peter 3:15, young man from the tribe of young God Judah. 1 Peter 3:15, what did he say?
They're going to keep speak of the nation of Israel. They're going to dominate Jesus. Yes, sir. 1 Peter 3:15-18.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter 3:15 reads.
They read.
But sanctify Yahweh
mm-hmm.
in your mind. And be ready always to give an answer.
Uh-huh.
Every man that asks you for reason of hope, that
right.
is you, with meekness and fear.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you
mm-hmm.
as an evildoer, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse of your good conversation in Yahweh's tongue.
All right, now come on.
Verse 17.
Yes, sir.
It is better. Well, I think you got those seconds.
Yeah. Hallelujah. All right, now. Thank you, Peter. 3:15, young lion.
Yes, sir. We're going to Second Peter. She speaks of the nation of Israel. Second Peter chapter 3:15.
Uh-huh.
And account that the long suffering of our Yahweh the Son, is salvation.
The Yahweh and long suffering. Because he wants us to get some salvation, right?
That's right.
He ain't taking the time for his benefit, right?
That's right.
For our benefit. Go ahead, read on.
Even as thou, beloved brother, Paul,
mm-hmm.
also according to wisdom,
uh-huh.
given unto him, had written unto you.
Verse number 16, come on.
Verse 16.
Hold on, he said, Paul written unto you. Who is Peter's audience? Who is he addressing? But Paul, he said Paul was writing to you. Who is Peter addressing here, Mother Eve? 1 Peter 1. What? Who is he addressing? And we trying to make this thing make a difference. 1 Peter 1:1. Who is he addressing here?
1 Peter 1:1.
Yes, ma'am.
1 Peter 1:1.
What do you read?
Peter and the father
of Yahweh the Son. Uh-huh.
To the stranger.
To the stranger.
Galatians.
To our hearts. Mm-hmm. Galatians. Uh-huh.
Chapter
2. Mm-hmm. 8. Mm-hmm. And Bethany. Bethany. But it says to the stranger that Sabbath, right? Now let's see who's Sabbath. Let's just get a simple answer, Mother, in Acts chapter 11. Let's just get us a simple answer. In Acts chapter 11. Who is Scabbard,
okay.
Acts 11:19, Mother Z. Acts 11:19. Who is this Scabbard? Acts 11:19. What they up to, Mother Z? Acts 11:19, what he said?
Acts 11:19.
Yes, ma'am.
Acts 11:19.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19. Yes, ma'am. Now they which were scattered abroad.
Now they which were scattered abroad. Go ahead.
Upon the
persecution
that arose about stepping
travel
as far as
Phoenicia
and
Cyprus.
In Cyprus and Antioch,
mm-hmm.
teaching the word to none but unto Yahweh Judah only.
So we know who was scattered, right? They were teaching the word to none but Yahweh Judah only. writing to, ain't that right?
Right.
So that's there, 2 Peter 2, Brother Titus, pick it back up. Well, you left off then.
All right, back to 2 Peter.
Pick it back up at 15. Read that again, because that sounded good to my ear.
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15.
Yes, sir.
And account that the long suffering of our Yahweh's Son is salvation.
Go ahead.
Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to wisdom, given unto him, have written unto you.
So Paul said, Paul is writing to the same people that he's dealing with. Is that what he's trying to say that? Verse 16, come on.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And also to all his epistle letters.
Go ahead.
Speaking unto them of these things.
Uh-huh.
In which are some things too hard to be understood.
Good.
The things that are unlearned.
Now, you know you unlearned when you start your teaching about from Matthew on forward, right?
That's right.
You ain't what you need to deal with, Mother Z. Psalm 49, verse 11. Is that the one I want?
No, that ain't the one.
from me, if I can lay my eyes on it. No, I can't read it unless I can see it fully. But that was a statement that he made in the book of Romans. Let me see if I can lay my eyes on it. Romans chapter 9. And let's see at Romans chapter 9. Let me see what I want. Is that the one I'm looking for? Romans, that ain't the one.
reserved to myself 7,000 men who has
should all go ahead.
Yahweh forbid.
In other words, no go, bro. Kill it, you know.
But rather to
their fall.
Falling,
salvation is what?
Is come unto the Gentiles
to provoke
them to jealousy.
So Yahweh saying at this present day, Yahweh election. Come back to that Isaiah 49, and that'll be the end for me. Isaiah 49, mother. So Yahweh say it's a right thing, right? Verse number 6 and 7.
Isaiah 49, verse 6, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 49, verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
And he said,
what?
It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant
mm-hmm.
to raise up the tribe of Israel.
To raise up the tribe of Israel.
And to restore the preserved of Israel.
To restore the preserved of Israel. Go ahead.
I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles.
Now, he said, I'm going to give you for a light to the Gentiles.
Mm.
No, we can't walk away. We can't deal with that.
Right.
He said, I'm going to give you a life for the Gentile. So let's see if we can pull out young lion from the tribe of young guy, Judah. I think we can get a hand at home. Because, you know, the world say they ain't the Gentile, right?
Yeah, that's right.
A bunch of Matthew 4. Let's see if we can get a line on who the Gentile is. Matthew chapter 4, young lion.
Yes, sir.
Let's begin at verse number 13 through 17. Come on.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 13 to 17.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to Matthew chapter 4, verse 13 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 13.
Yes, sir.
And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum,
mm-hmm.
which is above the sea coast, borders of Zebulun
mm-hmm.
and Naphtali.
Borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. Come on.
Verse 14. That it might be fulfilled,
mm-hmm.
which was spoken by Isaiah the seer, saying.
Saying what?
Verse 15.
Uh-huh.
The land of Zebulun.
The land of Zebulun.
And the land of Naphtali.
Mm-hmm.
By the way of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond Jordan. Galilee of the Gentiles.
Galilee of the Gentiles. So now, Yahweh the Son is saying that Zebulun and Naphtali. That's the land of the Gentiles, right?
Yes,
verse 16, what did he say?
Verse 16.
Yes, sir.
What's that in dark?
He said, now, Zebulun and Naphtali, they do what?
That in dark.
He said in darkness.
Yes.
What they do?
Saw great light.
So you mean Zebulun and Naphtali is from which kingdom?
Northern kingdom.
They from northern kingdom. So you mean that light he was talking about that the Gentile would see was talking about northern kingdom?
We are
come on with it.
Mm-hmm. And then with that in the region and shadow of death.
Go ahead.
Light is sprung up.
Verse 17, what do you say?
17. So at that time, thy father's son began to teach
mm-hmm.
and to say.
Say what?
Repent.
Repent.
For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
The kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Now let's see if we can get through this 49:6. I just can't let that one slide. So we find out that the people that is in that this great right came to was northern kingdom, right?
Yahweh.
Come on, mother. Verse number 6 and 7. I'm going to keep my mouth shut on this.
Isaiah chapter
49,
verse
6
and verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 6. And he said.
What did he say?
It is a light thing.
It's a light thing.
That thou shouldest be my servant
mm-hmm.
to raise up the tribe of Israel
mm-hmm.
and to restore this preservance of Israel.
Now we know Yahweh always got a remnant, right? He always got a remnant in every generation, right? Go ahead, read on.
I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles.
Now we know these Gentiles ain't talking about the other 17 nations, right?
That's right.
Let's see if we can pull that out in 1 Corinthians, young light. 1 Corinthians 12, verse number 1. Let's see if we can get a handle on that. 1 Corinthians 12, verse number 1 and 2.
Yes,
1 Corinthians 12, verse 1 and 2.
I'll be going to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 and 2.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, 22. Now concerning spiritual gifts,
brethren,
I would not have you able to
say it. Verse 2.
You know that you were a Gentile, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were laid.
They say that when you start operating up with these dumb idols. Now, let's see who fell away to some dumb idols. Let's see if we get that in the table in Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28, Mother Z. Let's see who fell away and started worshiping some dumb idols. Deuteronomy 28. And let's see if we can get a name on the table. Deuteronomy 28. And let's look at verse number, which one I want to pull out. Deuteronomy 28. Let's see if I can find a name here right quick, Mother. Deuteronomy 28:3-29:1. Let's get the name from 29:1. Let's see who Moses said this is addressed to. Deuteronomy 29:1. Mother, read this brother Z.
29:1.
Yes, ma'am. Deuteronomy 29:1. Who is this addressed to?
Deuteronomy chapter 29:1.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Ha.
These are the words of the covenant which the Yahweh commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab.
So he says, this is the covenant the Yahweh gave to Moses to make with the children of Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see if we can get something in 28:36. Let's see what Israel got to start doing. Because he said you become a Gentile when you led away with dumb idols, right? So let's see if Israel fit the bill. Is that part of their characteristics, Mother? Deuteronomy 28:36. What do you say?
Deuteronomy 28:36.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 36. Mm-hmm. The Yahweh shall bring you and the king which thou shalt sit over you unto a nation which neither you nor their fathers have known.
You nor your fathers have known, go ahead.
And you shall, and there shall you serve other all shop lollies, wood and stone.
They think you're going to be serving what?
Other all-time bodies.
Wood and what?
Stone.
Oh. Wood and stone, right? See, we get a sign of witness in Deuteronomy 4. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 4. Mother, see Israel and see you, Roy. Let's look at 27 and 28. Let's see if we can get a sign of witness. Deuteronomy 24.
24 or 4?
Deuteronomy 4. Let's get a name. Verse 1. 27 and 28. Let's get a name, then we're going to jump down to 27 and 28. If we get a name right quick, Deuteronomy 4, verse 1. 27 and 28. So you say that Israel would be worshiping idols, right? Wood and stone. Is that what he said? And then we get a second witness that would be the case, Mother Z.
Deuteronomy. Chapter 4, verse 1, skip down 27-28.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Now therefore hearken, O Israel.
Therefore hearken, O Israel. We got a name. 27. We just did a name. 27-28. What do you say? But this conversation is to O Israel, right? Verse 27-28.
Deuteronomy. Chapter 4, verse 27-28.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
Go you now.
Deuteronomy 4, 27.
I turned over too many pages.
All right, then.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 27 and
28.
That's right. Verse 27.
Mm-hmm. And the Yahweh
said, gather.
And the Yahweh shall.
And the Yahweh shall gather among the nations, and he shall be left few in number among the heathen, which the Yahweh shall lead you.
Verse 28.
Verse 28.
What you going to do when you get amongst the nations?
And And when they brought you unto the temple and unto
magistrate
and travels took you on through high off.
Take no thought. Take you no thought.
Take ye no thought how or what thing he should answer or what he should say.
Verse 12.
But the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say.
The righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. All right. Give me Daniel. Give me Daniel chapter 9. Real quick, give me Daniel chapter 9. Pick up at, let me get that. Daniel chapter 9. Pick up at verse 21. Daniel chapter 9, verse 21, Mother D. Psalm chapter 40, we're going to break down what his will is.
world, they got their own will.
Not the will of this book here. Not the will of Yahweh.
Okay, Psalm 40, verse 8.
Okay. So it means, okay, I got the definition of enmity. Look what it says, the enmity. It says positive, active, or typical mutual hatred or ill will. Oh, man, there's nothing good about this. In James chapter 4, verse 4. Look at James chapter 4, verse 4.
Look at James chapter 4, verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses.
There was word, this enmity again. We read about this enmity in James 4, verse 4. Go ahead.
Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity?
But that word again, enmity.
Enmity will Yahweh. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of Yahweh.
Well, if your grandfather tells you what the world got going on, you're an enemy to him. Bottom line, you're an enemy to him. That's why he tells us one thing. Before we get that, then we'll go to John 2:15. Alright, we're going to, we're going to get that first John 2:15. Get that first John 2:15. Hold on, just quick. Alright, we'll go to Corinthians real quick. We'll go to Corinthians real quick. Let's see what I want in Corinthians real quick. Let's see.
Ye are the temple of the living Yahweh, and Yahweh has said,
I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their Yahweh.
He said, and walk in them. And how you walk in them? He said, and walk in them. How you walk in them? And walk in them. All right, let's go to our first, let's see what that is. This is how the walk going to be. 2 John 1, 6. 2 John chapter 1, verse 6. 2 John chapter 1, verse 6. Brother D. Yeah, 2 John 1, 6.
All right.
Acts chapter 21, verse 21. Acts chapter 21, verse 21. And they are informed of you that they teach all the that Judah which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses. Moses said that they ought not to circumcise thy children.
Mm-hmm. Circumcise their children, go ahead.
Neither to walk after the
This is a custom thing, the custom.
Wearing your breeches.
And y'all brought that is the custom. Wearing your breeches. Keeping was ready. All right, after the custom. Okay, get down to verse 24. Verse 24.
Acts chapter 21, verse 24. Verse 24. Then take a
purify.
Then take and purify thyself.
Okay, it says to purify. How you purify yourself? Purify yourself, right? Alright, let's go to let's see what I'm on. That purify. What's that purify? What that mean?
Yeah.
Purify yourself. What does that mean? That take and purify yourself. Let's see what I'm gonna get. Lost the Psalms. Gotta get that purified real quick. Give me that Psalms 12. Give me Psalms chapter 12. Verse 6. Psalms chapter 12, verse 6. Psalms chapter 12, verse 6, Money E. Mother D, happy that you told the verse. Mother D, was your only son?
Were you still at Acts 21?
No, I'm going to come back there. I wanted that Proverbs 30, 5 and 6 after this from here.
Chapter
12,
verse
6. Yes, ma'am. Verse 6. The words of the Yahweh are true words. As silver tried in their finding. Of the earth. Purified 7 times.
7 times.
Meaning completion. 7 times. I said Proverbs 30. Proverbs chapter 30. Verse 5, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5.
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, Every word of Yahweh is true. He is a seal unto them that put their trust in him.
That pure man. And we're pyramid. Back to that Acts 21, 24.
Therefore,
Whereof
they would inform concerning you are not nothing but that they themselves.
But that you.
But that you yourself also walk orderly.
This is how you walk. Orderly and what?
Orderly and keep the Torah instruction.
Keep the first five books. That's how you walk. What you walk gotta be in. You walk and talk gotta be in.
Hallelujah.
The first five books of Torah instruction. Listen. All right. Like you walk in, okay? Like, let's see. I was told that Corinthians, right? All right, back to that 2 Corinthians 6. Back to that 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Can you read that? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. Yeah, verse 16, yeah.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. And what agree men, as the temple of Yahweh was ours. For you are the temple of the living Yahweh. And Yahweh has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people.
They shall be my people. Go ahead.
Verse 17. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, said the Yahweh, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Unclean thing, and I will receive you. And wherefore come out from among them, be you separate. Right? Did Yahweh say he had separated us from other people?
Yeah.
We have separate from other people, so we can't do what they do. They got to do what we do. We're going to come back to that. Even that number, you can't be like them. They got to be like us. Numbers 15, 16, 16. And 29. Numbers 15, 16, 16 to 29, Mother D.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 15 and 16 and verse 29. Numbers chapter 15, verse 15. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation and also of the stranger that sojourn with you. An ordinance for it ever in your generation, as he are also so are also shall the stranger be before the Yahweh. Verse 16. One Torah instruction and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourn with you. Verse 29. He shall have one law for him that sinneth through ignorance. Both for him that is born among the children of Israel and for the stranger that sojourns among them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are some stranger.
change. If I follow you, you're going to follow me. Okay, it says here, number, Leviticus chapter 20. Yahweh separate us from other people, right? Maybe that number chapter, I mean, Leviticus chapter 20. Okay. Number, Leviticus chapter 20. All right, pick up at verse 22. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 22. But again, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 22.
Lukewarm.
go to Matthew real quick.
Huh?
Verse 17,
13, verses 21.
Hallelujah.
13, chapter 18, verse 17, see verse 21. What is it?
First Kings, chapter 18, verse 17. First Kings, chapter 18, verse 17, and it come to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, thus he that troubled Israel. Are you he that troubled Israel? Verse 18. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thus in their father's house.
He made a lie right there. Go ahead.
In that he had forsaken the Torah instruction of the Yahweh, and you have followed Baal.
You have followed Satan. Forsake the first five books, the Torah instruction of Yahweh. And follow Satan. You follow what the world got going on.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Verse 19. Now therefore, sin and gather to me all Israel unto the mountain Carmel, and the field of Gabriel.
No, ain't no fears in this case here.
What teachers?
You can put shepherds.
Answered him not a word.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to identify about that. You say you saw that two opinions.
That's right.
One of you follow your father and follow him.
Yeah.
If you fail, sing, then follow him. Mm-hmm. That's how you know. That's what that means by the, that lukewarm. By being lukewarm, by having two opinions. Not only that. Not only that. Not only that, that's two opinion, right? Give me that James real quick. Let's find out what, let's go to the book of James. And this is what you got. If you have a two opinion, first James.
First James?
Yeah, James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 8. James chapter 1, verse 8. James chapter 1, verse 8, Mother D.
James chapter 1, verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Hallelujah. See that? A double-minded. Double-minded. Okay? All right? James chapter 4, verse 8.
Yeah,
said, what's another verse, my brother, on Reckon Day 5? And I'll put it out for you.
Might be safe. And for this cause, Yahweh shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie.
What it means by having a reprobate
mind.
Yahweh sent you a strong delusion, you get caught up with the lies, right? Go ahead, read
it out. Verse 12. That they all might be damned.
They all might be damned,
who believe not the truth,
but
have fled in unrighteousness.
We know the truth, according to Psalm 119, 142, is a thorough instruction of Yahweh. That's going to be you, Yahweh.
The truth is not the truth. It is not the truth. Love for the truth. What's the love of the word for the truth? Not the truth, right? Give me that that John, regular what they call gospel, right? The truth. That's John 15. John chapter 15, verse 3. John chapter 15, verse 3. Truth is.
John 15, verse 3.
Yeah, John chapter 15, verse 3. No. Make that John chapter 14, verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 6. Chapter 14, verse 6, Buddy E.
Look at John, chapter 14, verse 6. Yahweh's Son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
The Father said unto him, I'm the way, the truth. Father's Son is the truth. Okay. Give me John 17. John 17, 17. John 17, 17.
John chapter 17, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Sanctify them through thy work, through thy truth. Thy word is
word is truth. Psalms 119, 142, 144.
Give me understanding, and I shall live. 151. one.
Mm-hmm.
Thou art near, O Yahweh, and all thy commandments are true.
Okay, give me that 160.
160.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 119, 160. And thy word is true from the beginning and ever, and everyone of thy righteousness, righteous judgment, and do it forever.
Okay, on that truth. Okay, give me that Daniel real quick. Give me Daniel 2:11. Daniel 10:41. The first two lines.
Daniel 10:21. Daniel chapter 10, verse 21. But I will show thee that which is not noted in the scripture of truth, and there is none.
Notice in the scripture of truth. That's it, right there. All right, so give me, okay, more about the steel. What I feel could be used in. They use our steel in the world, and most people get they, let's see. Going to Exodus.
Exodus chapter 35, verse 10.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 33.
Proverbs 8:33.
Everyone who has
whose mind
mind too.
Stirred up?
Stirred him up to come to the work, come to the work to do it.
It's all about simple things.
Okay.
name of his reign. He said, kept under control. Prepare for freedom of movement or action. Just an action. Or action. Then you got another one here, another definition of restrain. Okay. Acting in calm and controlled way. In a controlled way. Okay, that's what that means by restrain. Restrain and bring. Okay. Okay, that verse 7. Great heaven.
For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it into much. Verse 28 to 30. Shabbat, chapter 23, verse 28 to 30. Not shall we be able to magnify 29. Yahweh is terrible and very great and marvelous in his power. Verse 30. When ye glorify the Yahweh,
you honor Yahweh.
When you honor the Yahweh, exalt him much as you can. But even yet will he exceed thee, and when he exalt him, put forth all your strength, and be not weary, for you can never go far enough.
Okay, say put forth all your strength. What is your strength? Put forth all your strength. Give me that Sirach, that Wisdom of Solomon 2:11. Wisdom of Solomon 2:11. What is it? Wisdom of Solomon 2:11.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11. Let our strength be the Torah instruction, for justice, for that which is freely fever is found to be nothing worthy.
Okay, Psalms 144:1. Psalms 144:1.
Which teaches my hands to walk,
yes, ma'am,
and my fingers
fight.
It's my end of war and my failure to fight. Well, let's see what kind of war we in the book of 2 Corinthians, Mother Z. Let's see what kind of war is we in 2 Corinthians 10. Mm-hmm. Pick up that verse number 3 through 6. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6. Mother Z, Israel, and Seymour. What kind of warfare is this?
2 Corinthians 10, verse
3.
And the Lord will fight for us.
Every man that asks you a reason, I mean,
a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
So that's how you have to deal with this thing, with meekness and with fear. But you got to be ready to answer it. They got a question on the table. You got to provide the answer, Israel. Ain't that right? Back over here, young lion from the tribe of young God, Judah.
Righteousness you gotta be clothed with. Having on the breastplate of righteousness.
What is this righteousness we got to be clothed with? Because it's the breastplate. The breastplate is what protects you from your enemy, right? So what is this breastplate of righteousness? Deuteronomy 6:25. Mother, do you have this real to see you, Roy?
Yes, indeed.
Don't forget to have on the breastplate of righteousness. Deuteronomy 6:25. Mother, do you have this real to see you, Roy?
Deuteronomy 6:25.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
So, having on the breastplate of righteousness means that you got the Torah instructions in your brain, right?
Yeah.
Verse number 15, come on. Ephesians 6:15.
I'm going to take
you to the phone. So we're going to have the word of Yahweh. We got to have the first five books down pat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15, what do you say?
And your shoes, and
your feet,
and your feet shoes with the preparation of the covenant of peace.
With the covenant of peace. Uh-huh. You got to understand the agreement that Yahweh made between him and Israel, right? You got to have that under wraps. Verse 16, come on.
Yes, ma'am.
Above all. He said above all, what you got to do?
Taking the shield of faith.
Taking the shield of faith.
Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Because the wicked, they're going to be casting darts right and left, right? Mm-hmm. But you got to be able to take care of all that good stuff. Ain't that right? Mm-hmm. Verse 17.
And take the helmet of salvation.
Now you gotta take that helmet of salvation and what?
And the sword of the Spirit.
And you gotta have the sword of the Spirit.
Good. Which is the word of Yahweh.
But you gotta be prepared. Ain't no time to get ready. You gotta be ready, right? Back over to you, young lions. From the tribe of Yahweh, Judah. That's good enough, mother. That's good enough.
All right. Maybe that's one to Ephesians. Okay. All right, the Ephesians. Let's see. Yeah. See, okay, going to all right, give me that piece of 6:12, I think. Give me that piece of 6:12.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high place.
Okay. Against rulers of darkness of the world. So, you know the world and darkness, right?
Yeah,
world and darkness. Who's the darkness? Who's the darkness here? We had our
Acts 26:18. 26 verse 18 reads, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, but from the power of Satan unto Yahweh, that they may receive forgiveness of sins. And the
okay, but well, you said that day, well, who's the day that may keep forgiveness of sins? Read that verse again. Read up to
chapter 26, verse 18 reads, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness the light and from the power of Satan unto Yahweh, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in
covenant absolution. Okay. They may see forgiveness of sins, right? Now who's the people that might see forgiveness of sins? Forgiveness of sins, right? Give me Acts chapter, let's see what I want. Give me Acts chapter, let's see what I want. Be forgiveness of sins, right? Go to Acts chapter, give me Acts chapter 5. Give me Acts chapter 5. 30 and 31. Let's see who on record that can give forgiveness of sin. Acts chapter 5, 30, 31. Acts chapter 5, 30, 31. Sister Judy.
Acts chapter 5, verses 30 and 31. Verse 30 is, the Yahweh of our fathers raised up Yahweh the Son, whom ye slew and hung on the tree.
Hang on the tree. Now, he wasn't on no cross. On a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that Chris James brought from there.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like people off in the body. You lie.
Right. Exactly. Verse 31.
Verse 31 reads, him have Yahweh adopted with
his okay. Hand. Make sure you read the who's the him. Mm. Who's the him? Right here in verse 31. Who's the him? Who's the him talking about? Say what? Be, now don't say it like it's over. Say, be sure, be certain. Say it again. Who's there? Him again? Yahweh the Son. That's who the here means. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yahweh the Son
have. Him have what? And who is this right here? Him have what?
Him have Yahweh is off there.
Okay. Who is this Yahweh right here? Make sure. Read it with that understanding. Now, why the Father? You got to bring it out. Bring it out. Bring it out. Okay. Start that verse over again. Acts chapter 5, verse 31. Read that. You know what?
Chapter 5, verse 31
reads,
Yahweh the Son.
Yahweh
the Father. Yahweh the Father is often with him, with his right hand, to be a prince and a savior.
A prince and a savior to who? Go ahead.
Only
Israel can repent.
Hallelujah.
Only Israel can forget. Yeah. Yeah, forget.
Okay. Let me get one on that forgiveness side now. Let's see if we can run to that book of Matthew chapter 9. Let's see about says he raised up Yahweh the Son to be a savior. But to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin, right? Yeah. So let's see if we can package that in motion. And Yahweh the Son got the power to forgive our sin. Matthew 9, Mother Eve. Let's get 1 through 6. Matthew 9, 1 through 6. That's what I need. Thank you very much. Matthew 9, 1 through 6. Let's
see what you're crying. Let's see if that works here, bud. Matthew 9, 1 through 6.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 1
through 6. Yes, ma'am. Okay, Matthew chapter 9, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And he entered into a hill and passed over, and came unto his own city.
Now, his city was what? He was born at Nazareth, right? Came to his own city, come on. He was born in Nazareth, where he was born.
Okay, verse 2. Mm-hmm. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of father,
uh-huh.
a man on a bed.
Go ahead, read up.
And Yahweh in their faith said unto the sick of the father.
What did he say?
Son, be of good cheer.
Son, be of good cheer. What?
Thou sin be forgiven thee.
You know, look at him. Be of good cheer. Your sins be forgiven you, right?
Right.
Go ahead, read up.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, strength of the scribe said, defend yourself.
Turn up the scribe and said, they said within themselves, right?
Yeah.
They didn't speak it out of their mouth, but it was in their brain, right? What they say?
This man blessed me.
You said this man do what?
Blessed me.
Now what y'all want to say? Take us to school. Verse number five. Come on.
Verse four.
Wherever we at. Y'all want to say? Take them straight to the classroom. Come on.
And y'all find knowing them.
What you just got to read?
They
mean in modern day terms? Before they came to Deborah, she was bound already with a fell out already. Now what is that verse saying? Before they came together, she was already.
Acts 21, I believe, 22, one of them. Give seed
And the thing which he did displeased Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore he slew him also.
Yahweh killed him.
Then said Judah to Tamar,